another showdown. It's Archie Bell and the Drells in 1968, the Tighten Up Guy. And She Wants to Swim, Chubby Checker from 1964. That pair gives us into Odd and Obscure again for another morning, for Wednesday morning. And strange assortment of things again this morning. That's what you always hear in Odd and Obscure. The other hits, the ones that weren't very big for one reason or another. But you remember them. Sometimes it's just curiosity. Song has a strange title and you want to hear it. So anyway, O's and O's this hour. I did get a winner on the trivia just ahead of the news. Steven out in Prospect, thanks. Gift certificate to Chili's for their baby back ribs. Get that in the mail to you. The one question, let's see, the one he answered, to who baptized Joey Stivick? Archie Bunker, TV trivia. The other two questions were not answered, so we'll carry those over to the next round of trivia, which will be either later this hour or in next hour sometime. So we'll carry those other two questions over that were not answered. A lot of you called with answers on them, but I can only take one answer and give away the prize, and we carry the one that you choose not to answer over to the next round. So that's the way we will do it. Chubby Checker, played several of his the last few days because you play one that makes you think of another and then another. And played the twist, and that made somebody think of the Alvin twist. You know who, coming up. By the time that came out, David Seville and his Chipmunks and the Alvin Twist. Of course, the Chipmunk song was such a huge success story. And then Alvin's harmonica and Ragtime Cowboy Joe and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer even ran the Alvin for President in one record. And then the Alvin Twist, see, this thing came along about the time of the twist, of course, 1960, 61. And, wasn't much of a hit for him. Really reaching with that one, but, well, heck, made number 40, didn't it? Looking it up here, made number 40 in the charts in 1962. David Seville and the Chipmunks. O's and O's, indeed. 315 at 84 WHES. All through the night. Songs you suggested yesterday in the middle of the night here. Thank you for having us along. Be you just getting up? Some driving home and some on vacation. And there are a few vacationers that do like to travel in the middle of the night, the cool of the night. Appreciate you having us along. You're tuned to 840 on your radio. WHAS, we're out of Louisville, Kentucky. 50,000 watts and reach out over a lot of states this time of the night. Thank you for having us along for the ride. This is the Odd and Obscure Hour. Cue the guy over there in the under the light, sitting on a stool in the gabardine. The guy kind of slouched over with, the guy with the saxophone?
I was shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, drive in the club. Yeah,
Pierre
Herringbone.
That's a suit you'll never own.
Lord
Hammer. Suit you'll never own. Yeah. Coaster shopping for clothes. I always get a kick out of that. 1960. You asked for some oddball things this morning, all right? But that's all right. This is the hour for him. 319 at WHES. Next to the last call to get your song in for tomorrow. What you want to hear? Request lines open yet just till 4, so songs you want on the show tomorrow, major hits or odd and obscure, let me know this morning. Next to last call now, 571-8484, area 502, or toll free 1-800-444-8484. I was big man yesterday, but boy, you ought to see me now. Here are the Four Preps, late 50s.
I was a big man yesterday.
See me now. 84 W.
to be 16. Andrea Carroll's hit, her only hit from 1963. 329 on the All Night Show at 84 WHAS out in Obscure by request from yesterday. Peter and Gordon always try to tell you a day ahead when we're going to do some birthdays the next day. Peter and Gordon, one of your favorites, mentioned the birthday coming up today. Gordon Waller's 52. And among the Peter and Gordon songs you asked for, there's Lady Godiva, more from about 1966. There are the Birds and the Bells of Rimney on Chris Hillman's birthday today. His 55th birthday. A lot of bird stuff this morning. And got some more to come yet. Gonna try to work in a little more. 22 till 4, odd and obscure. Name it and claim it coming up here very soon. Well, I mentioned earlier, and you heard it on ABC, that Carl Perkins, the rockabilly legend, has put his blue suede shoes under a hospital bed, apparently. He's in a Memphis hospital, a blocked carotid artery, the main artery that leads to the brain. 65 years old, his son says his dad is considering having surgery after he recently experienced dizziness and short-term memory loss. Doctors say the condition could limit the flow of oxygen to the brain if untreated. Of course, he's considered one of several founders of rockabilly music, early rock and roll, Carl Perkins, in the hospital. He's 65 years old. More on that, of course, updates as we get them. Certainly wish him well. Nice, nice man. 21 till 4 in the morning, 59 degrees, and songs you asked for yesterday. Stand by, name it and claim it, after the meters. Here's Sophisticated Sissy. Let's do name it and claim it one more time. This is that contest where you call and I put any song that you remember, any favorite old tune of yours on cassette. Garnet in Liberty, Kentucky earlier wanted the Coven and One Tin Soldier. That's the one from Billy Jack. All right, Garnet, we'll get that out to you. What would you like? Any old song you remember, we'll put it on cassette. You can only win this contest once, though, so choose your song carefully. Anything of the 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s, we'll tape it for you, send it out to you. Name it and claim it, round two now, 571-8484. Cellular One users, 511 or 1-800-444-8484. Hot Legs, 1970. That group would become the group 10cc in the 70s, Hot Legs. Neanderthal Man from 1970, 13 till 4. And my second name it and claim it winner, he is Norman here in Louisville. Once since I Met Your Baby, Ivory Joe Hunter played that earlier on the show, and we'll put it on tape for you. Okay, have our two name it and claim it winners this morning now. 13 till 4 in the morning, Odd and Obscure with Donovan, and several more to come yet.
Out there searching the highways for those in need, ready to lend a friendly hand and a warm jumper cable. It's the 84 WHAS Broadway Chevrolet Road Angel. He travels the roads at peak hours, looking for ways to help you when you need it most. He'll change your flat, put some gasoline in your tank, cool off your engine, or even warm you up with Dunkin' Donuts and coffee from Thornton's Gas and Food Marts. He's out there looking out for you. From Broadway Chevrolet and the Heavenly Mechanics at 84 WHAS.
Here's WHAS Storm Team weather again. Sunny and warm. Looks nice today. 74, actually a rain-free day. Well, most of it. 74 today and then some showers tonight, maybe 55. Partly cloudy, scattered showers on Thursday, high of 75. Northeast wind at 10 now. Cloudy in Louisville, 59 degrees.
Hey, Mom, if any of the guys from my baseball team ever call me on the phone, important game, to say their captain ain't at home, tell them I'm going surfing.
Couple old surfing records you asked for this morning, that's one of them. Tell them I'm surfing, fantastic baggies from about 1964 or so. One of the other surfing songs you asked for, and you're right, we haven't done this in a long, long time, would be the Beach Boys' very first hit record, way, way back, 1959.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf, with bomb, bomb, dip, 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 bomb, bomb, dip, dip. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Come on, pretty baby, and surf with me, yeah. Bomb, dip, dip,
dip, bomb, bomb, dip, dip. That early, raw, unpolished, amateur Beach Boys sound. It's her first hit for them, 1959, called Surfin'. Yeah, Brian Wilson wrote it, sure. Back in the early days. 8 to 4, the all-night show. Birds, play a lot of Birds this morning. Chris Hillman of the Birds, 55. WATF, I'm obscure and one of the Birds again. Have you seen her face? Oddball and more obscure, certainly a hit for them, but 1967. It's Chris Hillman's 55th birthday today. 5 to 4, last call, request line, final chance. What you want to hear tomorrow, what songs you want included. 571-8484 and 1-800-444-8484. Last chance to get them in for tomorrow's program. The other birthday, Peter and Gordon, Gordon Wallers, he's 52 today. Odd and obscure. Here's Sunday for tea, Peter and Gordon.
Sunday for tea, I'll see you Sunday for tea. And though it's not far away, on Sunday for tea.
Sunday for tea. Peter, Pita, and Gordon. Gordon Waller's birthday this day. 2 till 4.
Even a man whose heart is pure says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf man comes and the full moon shining bright.
Is the home of the WHAS Crusade for Children.
84 WHAS.
Louisville. News on the hour.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Vaughn. The top investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board has sparked a debate by concluding that steps to neutralize fuel vapors in the central fuel tank could have averted the explosion that ripped TWA Flight 800 out of the sky off New York's Long Island last summer. Bernard Loeb talked with ABC's Sam Donaldson, who points out there still is no official cause for that tragedy.
The FBI is still examining the wreckage. With 98% of the wreckage recovered, there is no evidence to be found of a criminal act, of a bomb, or a missile. But Jim Kallstrom, the agent in charge, says, and I think most people will agree that he's right, we want to be absolutely certain. So he wants another 60 or even 90 days before saying no bomb.
And Dr. Loeb's opinion, still unofficial, is a spark from some other unknown source ignited the fumes. The pressure's on Congress to act quickly on a disaster aid bill that can win quick approval in the House and Senate, and in the White House, is increasing today.
Mayors from flood-damaged cities in the Midwest tour the Capitol today, pushing for quick action on the stalled disaster aid bill. Republican leaders still refuse to drop unrelated provisions provisions in the measure, which President Clinton has vowed to veto.
ABC's Vic Ratner. Burn specialists continue to battle for the life of Malcolm X's widow, Betty Shabazz, who was critically burned in a weekend fire at her apartment in Yonkers, north of New York City. Dr. Bruce Greenstein, who heads the burn unit at New York's Jacoby Hospital, says he knows the odds are against her survival, but
when statistics come to medicine, they're irrelevant. You have to do everything you can possibly do for any individual patient and hope for the best.
His major worries right now, he says, are loss of bodily fluids and the danger of infection. Jury members who convicted Timothy McVeigh for the Oklahoma City bombing returned to the courtroom in Denver today to begin the process of deciding on a penalty. You're listening to ABC News.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like a free inventor's kit?